sound means it's Dan Hayes time here on CCO. Dan, how's it going? Happy Friday.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going well. I'm coming to you live from the Tahoe National Forest, where I'm probably disrupting nature. But other than that, I'm doing good.
Tahoe National Forest, that is Lake Tahoe area, California, right?
Yeah, which is, it's about 90 miles from Sacramento. I decided that if John Fisher was going to screw up things for the Oakland A's and move them to Sacramento, I was going to at least benefit from it somehow.
Right.
So I'm spending the weekend up here.
Oh, nice. How, yes. Like, I'm looking at pictures of the Tahoe National Forest right now. Is it as beautiful as some of these pictures look?
Yeah, it is. It is. The water is like three shades of blue. We're currently at this thing called Taylor Creek, which is like got a waterfall near it. Yeah, it's incredible. I'm not hating life right now.
No, this sounds amazing. I'm going to be an empty nester soon. My youngest graduates from high school on Sunday. So like, wow. And he's going to college at USC. So like, I want to make the West Coast like a little bit more part of my empty nester lifestyle, you know?
I mean, San Diego is like 2 hours down the road. You can't go wrong there. And Tahoe is Sacramento is like a 1 hour plane flight from LA. And then you get in the car for, 90 minutes, 2 hours. It's all right here. It's good to get back out here. This is like the eighth day of a 10-day trip for me. I went home last weekend, saw my family. So,
does the nature make the Pablo Lopez injury feel a little better for you?
I don't know that there's much that will make that feel better. Like, you talk about the nicest, genuine guy, and probably one of the best interviews. And so we have now 2 to 3 months where we won't be interviewing him on a regular basis. And getting to hear, we still can because he'll be there. But, it's a big blow for the Twins. It's something that they probably can handle to an extent. I think that they have David Festa did not look great yesterday, and he was pretty terrible, but he is a good pitcher. He's a young guy. He's still learning. And Zebby Matthews, another young guy still learning, but we've seen both of them have some success in the majors. They're going to be playing a big part of this, and it's somewhat similar to last year, but at the same time, the Twins have 3 veterans who are experienced and pitching well for them right now between Joe Ryan and Bailey Ober and Chris Paddock, and I think they're in a better place to weather the storm, but they got to make sure to not wear down the bullpen, and that's going to be tricky because Zebby Matthews and David Fester are guys that typically they've trusted for 4 to 5 innings. They're going to need to get some of that, pitch into that 6th inning to not burn the bullpen, but that's sort of going to be a big test for them over these next whatever the time is. And Pablo's hopeful it's closer to the 2 month mark. We'll see. It's a big injury, and it's trying for sure.
These muscle strains are difficult, right? Because it's not, you just don't quite know how the recovery is going to take, and there's nothing you can do to sort of hurry it up, right?
Right, and I will say this: in the area that his injury occurred, this is called the Terry's Major. Terry's major strain.
Okay.
That muscle covers the lat, basically. The Terry's minor is the rotator cuff. That's far, far worse. So if, and that's one muscle over. It's very similar neighborhood. If there was one to get, this is the one, because the other one is, you don't want to deal with the rotator cuff. And so Pablo, I think he recognized to not push through this. He pushed through it a little bit because he felt it in the 5th inning on Tuesday, and he faced Brent Rooker, walked him, and then got the next guy. And he felt it for that amount of time. And then he went out and said he threw 3 low to mid intensity pitches and recognized, this is low to mid intensity. What happens if I have to like kind of throw it hard? And called the trainers out. So there's some good awareness. That's good.
So you made some national headlines with your story, talking about the mound in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So this story you did was really interesting. We knew the Tampa trip was tough, the Sacramento trip. the playing conditions, like the players don't generally complain that much because it is sort of what it is. But there has been a lot of complaints about the firmness of the mound and the firmness of the batter's box.
Yeah. I mean, Sacramento is, it's a drier, it's the Central Valley. It's a dry area. The temperatures this week were actually very pleasant. It was like 85 degrees at first pitch a couple times and then would cool off with the breeze coming in. But it's going to get to above 100, you know, very soon there. And already had multiple Twins players saying that the ground, especially at home plate, was hard as a rock, concrete, you know, things like that. Carlos Correa said he got back pain from it. And, you know, it's funny because you go online and you see people saying they're making excuses. The Twins won 3 of 4 games in Sacramento. They're not making excuses. They're standing up for what's going on. And the A's players really can't say – the A's are such a young team, right, and they have to live with this for 3 years. But when you're talking about cement, and Correa is in a different boat than most guys. Correa, because of plantar fasciitis in both of his feet, cannot wear metal spikes. He can only wear moldings. So he slips a little bit, and he said he was really slipping and overcompensating for it with his back. And that's why he's out of the lineup again today. He's missed the last 2 games. He could tell it's a different area of back pain than he's ever experienced before. He could tell because he went inside to the batting cages on flat ground and was able to swing on the spongy carpet and felt fine. But when he was swinging for 2 days out in the field, he said his back was compensating and he got sore back. And he said, look, why would I play 2 more days and risk this and maybe lose 2 months? This is not major league quality. And the same was said about the mound. And the Twins are not the first team to talk about the mound. The Phillies were, you know, Zach Wheeler, who's making $42 million this year, said he felt like he was throwing all arm because the clay on the mound is so hard that they can't dig in and work the mound and manipulate it the way that pitchers do, you know, create landing spots, not have to stand on the rubber specifically. One of the issues with Sacramento is the Athletics are sharing the ballpark with the AAA San Francisco Giants team, the Sacramento River Cats. So that ballpark is being used. It's going to play 156 games this year. Like, that is not major league quality. You're not giving the area a chance to kind of relax. You're just every day it's needing to be manicured. I mean, the work they do on it every night is atypical for a major league ballpark. So, I mean, there's real points being made here. And you wonder if the MLBPA will step in. I mean, Joe Ryan went out of his way to suggest that Pablo Lopez's injury potentially was from that mound. And he said, you know, Zach Wheeler said, I was throwing all arm. And that made me think, did Pablo have the same thing happen? And it hurt him. Because Pablo, you know, he was like, he basically said, just to go outside to play catch, Pablo has like an hours-long routine on an everyday basis. He's the most fit player he's ever been around.
Yeah.
And he thought it was strange that he got injured. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the course of the season, because this was a choice by the A's to move there. They could have stayed in Oakland until they left for Las Vegas. Obviously, it got very ugly in Oakland the last couple of years. Fans were very upset that they're leaving for Vegas, and the A's just decided to play in Sacramento, and now we got a new mess.
Dan Hayes with The Athletic with us here on CCO. I think we were a little worried about Yoan Duran, and he's looked good. You wrote about him getting the Reliever of the Month award this week, but I was more interested in sort of you writing about the new approach that he's been bringing, the four-seam fastball.
Yeah, look, anytime you lose the velocity that he has over the couple of years, it's worrisome, right?
Yeah.
But also, not many humans average 102.5 miles an hour with their fastball.
Right. Right.
He's still averaging 100, which is pretty good. It's understandable why people would be worried about that. But one thing he's learned is, like, his fastball is a little straight. He has tried to manipulate it and change it, and he changed the grip on it, and it's given him some extra run on his pitches, like an extra inch carry on it. Basically, he's trying to learn how to be more of a pitcher and not just throw a straight fastball, because last year he couldn't command his fastball. He wasn't throwing it for strikes. And that left hitters kind of waiting on his curveball and on his splinker. And when you can when you got a guy like that and you can just eliminate one of those pitches and then look for one of the other two, it increases the chances of you having success exponentially. And so him adding this third pitch back into elite levels, and it really is good. I mean, the numbers are outstanding.
He looks good, too. Like, when we were out at spring training, you could tell he looks a little trimmer. He looks a little stronger.
Yeah, he stayed in the Dominican all offseason. That was a point that Luis Ramirez, the Twins pitching coach, made to him and said, look, you traveled around a lot last year. You'd lose a day here or there. And so he stayed in the Dominican the entire winter, lost 12 pounds, came into the season feeling great. And, I mean, what do you know? Look at the results.
Yeah, really good. Dan, get back to nature. Thank you. I know you're going to miss doing the temperature of the Twins, but I figure
I really am. I know. I appreciate you doing that without me.
Dan Hayes, appreciate it. Have the best weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, man. All right. Take care.
5:49. We will take the temperature of the Twins in just a minute and get you right up to Henry Lake. Twins, is it Henry or is it straight to pregame? It's straight.
Oh, no, it's Henry. They're at Inbound Brewing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then Twins pregame at 6:30 as Toronto. Whether the Canadians came to town or not, we'll find out here on CC.